Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks so much for being with us. It's a really nice day in our part of the world. How about where you live?
Yeah, you know, it's a nice day. I think we're in the nice little mode here, where the U.S. is taking a little bit of a break from all the active weather this past weekend. And I think it's going to be good for a little while longer.
I want to come back to that in just a bit, but can we talk about South America, Argentina and Brazil? Argentina in particular to begin with, because they're still planting and I think they've been having some difficulties.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They are about midway through their planting, at least from a corn perspective. The soybeans are farther along, and they are doing a good job getting the crop in, even though it's a little bit behind the usual pace, and that's because it has been dry at times over this planting season. And as we go forward through this next 10 days, we're probably going to see more of the same. There is a very definite below-average precipitation bias that's playing out across a big part of Argentina, and this will be dominating for at least the next 7 days. We have a few showers left over from yesterday's little rain event that will occur today, but otherwise, I don't think we're going to see a lot of moisture until next Tuesday at the earliest, and more likely Wednesday or Thursday. And even that event at the moment doesn't strike me as being a big, heavy soaker for the region, just a temporary reprieve from the dry bias. So there may be a little bit more to the Argentina story as we go out in time. I do think that they will continue to get some timely precipitation, but I'm not convinced that they're going to see normal rainfall. And in Brazil, I think it's looks very good for them. I think right now there's a little concern about some dryness in parts of Rio Grande do Sul as a function of this Argentina issue we just talked about. But the rest of the key production areas in that country are going to see a regular occurrence of rainfall and help to maintain a super outlook for crop development. And a lot of the concern that folks had earlier in the year are certainly disappearing. The biggest concern remains that second season corn crop, which we all know is going to be late getting into the ground, and therefore it will have more of a potential for problems down the road. But that's something several months from now.
Well, so Uruguay, is it in the same boat as Rio Grande do Sul? And I think Cordoba, is that in the northern part of Argentina?
Yeah, Cordoba is actually doing better than most of the areas that are dry biased in Argentina. Cordoba just got some more rain in the last 24 hours, and up to about 0.8 of an inch of rain occurred in some locations. So they're doing okay, but neighboring areas there in parts of Buenos Aires, and the La Pampa area and a few spots in Santa Fe, probably not doing all that well, and they will continue lacking moisture. For Uruguay, I think the situation there isn't quite as significant as it is in Argentina. It would be somewhat like that in Rio Grande do Sul, where they're doing okay. They're going to turn a little drier biased for a while, but I think the bottom line is that they're going to continue to see a relatively good rhythm to their rainfall pattern, and so they'll probably see the production turn out to be okay. Maybe not be perfect, but it'll be all right.
Can you hopscotch across the southern hemisphere for me? I'd like to check the corn crop in South Africa and, again, on the wheat crop in Australia.
Yeah, South Africa is just now moving back into a wetter mode. It's been very dry over the last week, and actually the last 10 days or so. They did real well with rainfall for a little while, and then it got very dry again, and they lost all their moisture. And in fact, it's been downright hot there with temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees. But it is going to start raining. They had a little bit of rain last night. They're going to see more rain over this next 7-day period. Everybody should get some moisture. Some of the western fringes of their grain and oilseed production region probably won't do all that well with rain, but everybody else will. And then they'll take a little break, and then I think they'll come back into rain. So I think the bottom line is South Africa is looking much better than they did previously. In Australia, the situation there continues to be one of greater concern. It is still very dry there, and it is not likely to turn around before the end of December and more likely in January. And by then, it's going to be too late for a lot of their crops. Their summer crops, sorghum and cotton, are both really need to be planted now and over these next few weeks in order to get along okay. And I just don't think the rain's going to be there in time for them to really see any kind of a change for the bottom line. Now, they might do better later in the year, and maybe they can see a better start to their winter wheat production in April. I know that's a long ways out, but I think that's where they need to be focused because I just don't think we're going to make it here for the summer crops.
As we wrap up our time together, let's come back to North America. I'd like to stick with the northern Corn Belt, corn crop in particular, for harvest in North Dakota, Wisconsin, northern Illinois.
Yeah, you know, I just saw the USDA suggested about 2.1 million acres of corn is still left to be harvested in North Dakota. I think parts of Minnesota is running about 687,000 acres, and Wisconsin close to a million. Even Iowa still has a million acres left to be cleaned up. And we do have a lot of snow on the ground right now across most of South Dakota, the southeastern two-thirds of North Dakota, and much of Minnesota. These areas are going to get a chance to warm up a little bit and dry out a bit. They will lose some snow, but unfortunately there's a big cold surge coming up for late in the weekend, early next week, and it's going to set off some more snow. So they'll melt some snow, they'll start moving in the right direction, and then we're going to get more snow and then very, very cold air for the early part of next week. So I don't think we're going to see much progress made over this next 7 to 10 days.
Well, that sounds like spring harvest for them. I suppose they'll be both harvesting corn and planting corn at the same time. Hey, Drew, thank you so much for taking a lot of time with me today.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org, WILLAG.org.